As an opening statement, I certainly compliment Mississippi State and their fan base. Thought it was a great environment. I thought it was fun to have an opportunity to be here and compete in it. That they've done a really nice job. I was here about 10 years ago, and I think they've done some great things to the stadium and made some huge improvements. And I think it was a great crowd, and it was a good environment, and it's the type of environment you want to have a chance to compete in. I was proud of the way that our football team played in this game. We certainly didn't come here just to play hard. We knew we were going to play the game. We came here to win. And I thought that we went out there, and I thought we did some things early to give us a chance. I thought some guys really did some good things early, and there were some great individual efforts, but as a whole, we weren't good enough. And the block punt right before half, those are momentum killers. Those are things that really take your momentum away on the road. We came back out in the second half and felt pretty good. Got a stop defensively. We're going to get the ball back at midfield. Went after a block, and we were thought Coach Sloan did a nice job of scheming it, but it still comes down to we've got to execute it, and we weren't able to do that. And the guy came free and just took a little bit of a bad angle and ended up running into the punter and gave them another opportunity with it. And I think they took that drive and finished and continued down the field and scored. I think Dak Prescott's a heck of a quarterback. I thought he did a great job today. Stood in there, made some great throws, did the things that he had to do. But I think we've got to get some things straight with our pass defense. We got to get some things straight. I think there's way too many open receivers and zone coverage, and we've got to do a better job of getting to our spots and playing the ball in the air. We just got to do a better job. We got to do a better job as coaches with what we're doing. But right now, the pass defense was disappointing from a pass defense standpoint. But I am really proud of our players and the way they competed. This one was a game we wanted to come in, see where we were going to be. You know, you look at it statistically, and it's pretty close football game. But when you have a punt blocked, you throw an interception for a touchdown, you make some of the mistakes, special teams and offensive mistakes, and then give up big play touchdowns on defense, it makes for a lopside on the scoreboard, even though the statistics sheet may look pretty even. But was proud overall the way our team competed, and I do a compliment Mississippi State, Coach Mullen, Coach Diaz, the guys on that staff. Billy Gonzalez played for me at Colorado State. I mean, just I know a lot of these guys are good football coaches, and they did a nice job today.
I know you'll probably have a different opinion once you watch the film about the defense, but just some initial impressions. Why do you think that the secondary was getting burned?
No, I think I will have different opinions because I think every play was a different mistake. If it was one thing, it would have been easy to put a Band-Aid on it. They're 3-by-1. They throw a vertical on third down, very similar to kind of what happened at Kansas State. We're in two deep. One guy ran deep, and we don't get over there. You know what I mean? We don't get a good enough collision on him. We just don't do the fundamental things that we need to do, and that's where we got to get some things straight. I think they're good. I think they're a good football team, but they certainly don't need our help to be able to put up yards and points.
Are you surprised that we're still talking about the secondary this much, and we're 7 games into the season?
No, I think when I look at it, I mean, I played a pretty good quarterback today, and it was kind of hard to get pressure on him. But the thing that, you know, you've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football that are coming back, you know, when you look at the guys in the secondary. But you're also got a good mix of young guys that are in there and that are playing some too. And so just, you know, there's some things that we got to get fixed. If we're gonna play fundamental zone coverage, we've got to do some things better. We're gonna do a better job of coaching it.
Last time we spoke was Monday, I guess, and you expected KD to play. What transpired? What changed, I guess, in the last 5 or 6 days?
You know, when I looked at where he was last week, you know, when how close he was to ready to play, it was kind of a game time decision, and he was like, it's just a little bit sore. I thought for sure he'd play, but when you're dealing with tendons and soft tissue injuries, there's not a timeline. You know, you can't have a timeline. I thought as close as he was, he'd be good, but it just hasn't healed. Some of the pain hadn't gone out of it. And I'm not putting him out there on one leg. You know, I mean, I think he's, I'm not going to do that to any player. I'm not going to put any player out there like that. And he just hadn't made the progress that we all would like for him to make at this point. And he's still got a nagging, you know, injury. It's not a pain, it's an injury. And with an injury, you got to let it heal.
what's his diagnosis and like timeline going forward?
I'd like to tell you that I think he'll be Tuesday. You know, he ran out there today, did some things in warm up, looked pretty good. But I thought he looked pretty good last week too. So I'm hopeful. I said he would probably play this week after last week, as close as he was. I thought we would have a whole another week. But everybody heals at a different level, and you know the significance of an injury is very hard to detect. The significance of the injury is very hard to detect when you're dealing with a soft tissue or a tendon. And so we just got to wait for it to heal. I'm hopeful that he'll be this week.
Did Carlos have a setback with his hammy?
No. He's got an internal injury.
Knowing that KD wasn't going to play, how did that check affect the game plan? Because I believe you came out with five wide receivers, four with Jared.
Right. We played a lot of no backs early, put the ball in Jeff's hand because Manny can dial up some defense, you know, very similar to what we're doing. And I didn't want to give him an opportunity to do that. And if he did do that, I wanted Jeff to be able to see it coming. So the mindset coming in here was to play a lot of no backs and spread them out and make them show their hand if they were going to try and pressure us. Put the ball in Jeff's hands and let him throw and catch it. And I thought he played an excellent game, really outside of two passes. I would have liked for him to throw one, and I would have liked for him to not to throw the other one. but I thought he played a heck of a football game. When you can put the ball in his hands 40-some times and let him throw it, I thought he did a great job, and I thought some guys really competed. Trent Taylor, I think, is a competitor, and I think little Boston Scott, I've been saying all along, when he gets his opportunity, some people are going to say, wow. And I thought he did a great job today.
What the first two drives went for two scores, and the next, like, 10, I guess, you scored 6 points. What was it, something that y'all were doing, or the defense, Mississippi State's defense, or what, from your perspective?
They started playing man coverage, and you got to win one-on-one. And I think the difference was when they started playing man coverage and doing that, where we had to win one-on-one and there were no zones or, you know what I mean, open holes, and then you had to protect your quarterback. The key to this game to me is right there at third down of four of 15. It's hard to put drives together. You got two ways to score. You either take the ball and you're real high on third down, you drive the field, or you take the ball and you throw it over everybody's head for a big play touchdown. And if you don't do either of those, you're not going to score points.
Given the third down struggles and the block punt and the pick six and all that, how tough is it to even stay in a game on the road, you know, when you have that many miscues when they start piling up?
Yeah, those are the miscues that get you beat. I mean, and I think before you can ever win, you got to make sure you don't lose. I'm not trying to play on words there, but you know, you can't give up special teams touchdowns. You can't give up kickoff returns, punt returns. You can't let them score with their offense on the bench. You can't let their defense score, scoop a fumble, score. I mean, I think we had one turnover today. You know, which is pretty, you know what I mean, a pretty good effort from an offensive standpoint, coming in here, throwing the ball 40 times, playing an SEC football team. I'm proud of the way we protected the ball, but that one went for seven. You know what I mean? You can't have it. You can't have that. And those are the things that we got to correct. And if we want to win going forward, I don't care if you're playing Mississippi State. I don't care if you're playing whoever you're playing. I mean, if you make those type of mistakes, you're going to get beat. And those are the things that we got to correct. And I've got to do a better job as a head coach, making sure that, A, our players understand the importance of those things, and B, giving our players the looks that they need to be able to make sure that we can go out and execute them.
Last one.